Virgin Radio stars, good morning to you. Thank you so much for putting us on. This morning, we are back with our fitness guru, Maya Nassar. Hello again, Maya.
Hello, good morning.
We were talking about supplements and whether or not it's necessary to take them
exactly
while working out, right? Now, we have another question here from a listener. And are you ready?
Let's listen.
Good morning.
Good morning.
This is Walid. I would like to know how I can stay motivated to do sports because I really hate it, but I need to lose weight. Any tips?
Oh, that sounds like Ben.
Seriously, I was thinking, did Ben send this question?
He probably did. It's probably one of his friends. All right, so what do you have to say to that? I think it's quite a common question,
isn't it? It's a very common question. And my answer to that is that you have to change your attitude. You have to stop seeing it as I hate
punishment.
Sports, I hate working out.
Yep.
My personal recommendation, I think we've discussed this before, is write down your goals, write down why you are going to lose weight and how it's going to change your life and how your life will improve once you reach these goals. Recite your goals several times a day, so make them visible on a piece of paper. Read them when you're in the car, in traffic, or if you're at work, or in the morning when you wake up. And remind yourself why you are doing this and why it's so important to you. Form an emotional attachment to your goals, and then start taking steps to reach them. And then instead of hating exercise and working out, you'll actually start enjoying it because you'll realize that you're investing in yourself and you have a purpose and a reason behind doing this.
Right.
Because if you just go to the gym without having clearly defined goals, then you're just going to be lost and you're not really going to feel motivated.
And if you see it as punishment and if you feel that you're being punished by going to the gym, I think you also will be discouraged to continue doing it, right?
Exactly. So you have to see it as a reward and something good for you, for your body, for your mind. And it's not just about losing weight. It's also about improving your life.
Right.
Because once you reach your fitness goals, you reach many other goals in your life and
True.
You gain many personal qualities. You learn about discipline, dedication, sacrifice, because really it does take a lot of dedication
Absolutely.
To reach a fitness goal.
You look better, you feel better.
Exactly. You have better relationships
with
other
people. I was
going to
say, I'm glad it came out from you, Maya.
Yeah, you're more productive at work, you have more self-confidence.
Right.
So it's really just about changing your mindset and making
right.
it a habit.
I think it also is amazing if you take pictures of you before you started and then after, just so you,
exactly.
you can just keep
you
know,
just see how
monitoring your progress. Yeah,
yeah, because it's like a transformation.
It is.
And you look back and you're like, wow, did I really look like that?
I mean, I look at your pictures, Maya. You often post before and
yeah,
after
pics. Yeah, that's right. That's right.
And I can see the massive transformation. So you
Thank
are a living
you.
Example of that,
Thank
Maya.
You. And I always have this moment of, wow, did I really look like that? I still have my old pair of jeans. And sometimes I just try them on like, wow, I was really that much bigger.
Well, you didn't look that much bigger, but you definitely look a lot sexier now, Maya, for sure.
Oh, thank you.
All right. That was our fitness guru, Maya Nassar. If people want to look you up on social media and reach out to you, where do they go?
So I'm on Instagram as Maya Nassar Fitness, and my gym is called Start Living Right. We're on Instagram as SLR Gym, and on Facebook as Start Living Right.
That's our fitness guru, Maya Nassar. Check her out online and make sure you catch her here again on Virgin Radio Stars every Monday. And we look forward to next Monday,
Looking
Maya.
Looking forward.
See you then.
Bye.